Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 26, Kalidas, Part 1. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally tasted the nectar of ecstatic love for Krishna, and then instructed his devotees how to taste it also. Thus, Lord Chaitanya enlightened his devotees about ecstatic love of Krishna, just to initiate them into transcendental knowledge. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus stayed at Jagannath Puri in the association of his devotees, always merged in ecstatic devotional love. The next year, as usual, all the devotees from Bengal went to Jagannath Puri, and, as in previous years, there was a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees. Along with the devotees from Bengal came a gentleman named Kalidas. Kalidas never uttered anything but the holy name of Krishna. Kalidas was a very advanced devotee, and yet he was simple and liberal. Kalidas would chant the holy name of Krishna while performing all of his ordinary dealings. When Kalidas used to throw dice in jest, he would chant Hare Krishna while throwing the dice. Kalidas was an uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Throughout his entire life, even in his old age, Kalidas tried to eat the remnants of food left by Vaishnavas. Kalidas ate the remnants of food of as many Vaishnavas as there were in Bengal. He would go to all the Vaishnavas born in Brahmana families, be they neophyte or advanced devotees. He would present them with gifts of first-class eatables. Kalidas would beg remnants of food from such Vaishnavas, and if he did not receive any remnants, Kalidas would hide. But after the Vaishnavas finished eating, they would throw away their leaf dishes, and Kalidas would come out of hiding, take the leaves, and lick up the remnants. Kalidas would also take gifts to the homes of Vaishnavas who were born in Shudra families. Then Kalidas would hide, and in this manner eat the remnants of food they threw away. There was a great Vaishnava named Jadu Thakur who belonged to the Bhuni Mali caste. So once Kalidas went to his home, taking some mangoes with him. Kalidas presented the mangoes to Jadu Thakur, offering him respectful obeisances. Then Kalidas also offered respectful obeisances to the Thakur's wife. When Kalidas went to Jadu Thakur, he saw that saintly person sitting with his wife. And as soon as Jadu Thakur saw Kalidas, he likewise offered respectful obeisances unto him. After a discussion with Kalidas, which lasted for some time, Jadu Thakur spoke the following sweet words: "I belong to a low caste, and you are a very respectable guest. How shall I serve you? If you will permit me, I shall send some food to a Brahmana's house, and there you may take prasadam. And if you do so, I shall then live very comfortably." "Oh, my dear Jadu Thakur, Please bestow your mercy upon me, for I have come to see you, although I am very fallen and sinful. Simply by seeing you, I have become purified, and I am very much obligated to you, for now my life is successful. My dear sir, I have but one desire. Please be merciful to me by kindly placing your feet upon my head so that the dust on your feet may touch it. O Kalidas, this does not befit you to ask this of me. I belong to a very low caste family, whereas you are a most respectable rich gentleman. Then Kalidas recited some verses which Jadu Thakur was very happy to hear. Name Bhaktas Chatur Vedi Mad Bhaktas Pacha Priya Tasmai Deyam Tato Krayam Sa Cha Pujo Yatahi Aham. Even though one is a very learned scholar in Sanskrit literature, if one is not engaged in pure devotional service, then he or she is not accepted as my devotee. But if someone born, even in a family of dog-eaters, is a pure devotee with no motives for enjoyment through fruitive activity or mental speculation, then such a pure devotee is very dear to me. All respect should be given to such a pure devotee, and whatever one offers should be accepted, for such pure devotees are indeed as worshipable as I am. Vrprad Vishad Guna Yutad Aravinda Nabha Padaravinda Vimukat Shvapachang Varishtam Manyetad Arpitam Mano Vachanain Hitartha Pranang Punati Sakulang Natu Bhurimana. A person may be born in a Brahmana family and have all 12 Brahminical qualities, but if in spite of being so qualified, one is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, well then such a Brahman is not as good as a Chandala who has dedicated one's mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. For simply to take birth in a Brahmana family or to have Brahminical qualities is still not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of Krishna. So if a Shvapacha or Chandala is a devotee, then he or she delivers not only oneself, but one's whole family. Whereas the Brahmana, who is not a devotee, but simply has Brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify oneself, what to speak of one's family. Aho bata shvapachoto gariyan yaj jivagre vartate namatubhyam tepas tapaste juhuvu sasnur arya brahmanu chur namagrinanti yete. O my dear Lord Kapila, anyone who always keeps your holy name on one's tongue is greater than the initiated Brahmana. Although one may be born in a family of dog-eaters, and therefore by material calculations be the lowest of men, one is still glorious nevertheless. Such is the wonderful power of chanting the holy name of God. One who chants the holy name is understood to have performed all kinds of austerities. One has studied all the Vedas. One has performed all the great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. And one has already taken bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. It is such a devotee who is factually the Aryan. After hearing these quotations from the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chhadu Thakur replied, "Yes, this is true, for it is the version of Shastra. It is true, however, for one who is genuinely advanced in devotion to Krishna. Such a position may befit others, but I do not possess such spiritual power. For I belong to a lower class and have not even a pinch of devotion to Krishna." Kalidas again offered obeisances to Chhadu Thakur and asked his permission to leave. The saint Chhadu Thakur followed Kalidas as he left. After bidding farewell to Kalidas, Chhadu Thakur returned to his home, leaving the marks of his feet plainly visible in many places. Kalidas smeared the dust from those footprints all over his body. Then Kalidas hid in a place near Chhadu Thakur's home. Upon returning home, Chhadu Thakur saw the mangoes which Kalidas had presented. And within his mind, Chhadu Thakur offered the mangoes to Krishna Chandra. Chhadu Thakur's wife then took the mangoes from their covering of banana tree leaves and bark and offered them to Chhadu Thakur, who began to suck and eat them. And when Chhadu Thakur finished eating, he left the seeds on the banana leaf, while his wife, after feeding her husband, later on began to eat. After she finished eating, she filled the banana leaves and bark with the seeds. She then picked up the refuse and threw it into the ditch where all the refuse was thrown. Kalidas came out of hiding, licked the banana bark and the mango seeds and skins. And while licking, Kalidas was overwhelmed with jubilation in ecstatic love of God. In this way, Kalidas ate the remnants of food left by all the Vaishnavas residing in Bengal. When Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, or Neelachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon Kalidas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly visit the temple of Jagannath every day, and at that time, Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant, used to carry his water pot and go with Lord Chaitanya. On the northern side of the Singhadwara, behind the door, there are 22 steps leading to the temple, and at the bottom of those steps is a ditch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet in this ditch, and then Lord Chaitanya would enter the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave orders to his personal servant Govinda that no one should take the water which had washed his feet. Because of Lord Chaitanya's strict order, no living being could take the water. Some of Lord Chaitanya's intimate devotees, however, would take it by some trick. So one day, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing his feet in that place, Kalidas came and extended his palm to take the water. Kalidas drank one palmful and then a second and then a third. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya forbade Kalidas to drink further. "Do not act in this way anymore. I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most exalted, omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya knew that Kalidas, in the core of his heart, had full faith in Vaishnavas. And because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied Kalidas with mercy not obtainable by anyone else. On the southern side, behind and above the 22 steps, is a deity of Lord Narsinghadev. It is on the left as one goes up the steps toward the temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his left side toward the deity, offered obeisances to Lord Narsingha as he proceeded toward the temple. Lord Chaitanya recited the following verses again and again while offering obeisances. Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlad Akhlad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipura Vakshaha, Shilatankanakalaye. Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Narasinghadev. You are the giver of pleasure to Maharaj Prahlad, and your nails cut the chest of Hiranyakashipu just like a chisel cutting stone. Hito Narsingha Parato Narsingho, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha, Bahir Narsingho Hridaye Narsingho, Narsingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye, Narsingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye, Narsingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya. Narasinghadev is here, and Narasinghadev is there also on the opposite side. Wherever I go, there I see Narasinghadev. Narasinghadev is outside and within my heart. I therefore take shelter of Narasinghadev, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having offered obeisances to Lord Narasingha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Jagannath. Then Lord Chaitanya returned to his residence, finished his noon duties, and took lunch. Kalidas was standing outside the door, expecting the remnants of food from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Knowing this, Mahaprabhu gave an indication to Govinda. Govinda understood all the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Govinda immediately delivered the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food to Kalidasa. O devotees, please understand, taking the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas is so valuable that it induced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to offer Kalidas his supreme mercy. Therefore, giving up hatred and hesitation, try to eat the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas, for you will thus be able to achieve your desired goal of life. The remnants of food offered to Lord Krishna are called Mahaprasadam. And after this same Mahaprasadam has been taken by a devotee, the remnants are elevated to the status of Mahaprasadam. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. So therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me. For I insist again and again, please keep your faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love for Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, and Lord Chaitanya invisibly bestowed great mercy upon Kalidas. Recorded March 9 and 10, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Porechi mayara there dhanadara sutta gireche amare kamete rekeche jire gopinata gopinata Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasa Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Haraye Namaha, Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Haraye Namah. O Gopinath, I have fallen into the perils of material illusion. Wealth, wife, and sons have surrounded me, and lust has wasted me away.